All right, it's 6:22 here on The Ticket from the Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue in Dallas. It's Tito's Handmade Vodka Ticket Summer Chill. Great crowd on hand. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
We've got a few more roundtable segments, and then we'll have the meet and greet happy hour. Then the Time Wasters will take the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. This roundtable, it's me, Junior, along with Matt McLaren, Bob Sturm, George Dunham.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, dear Bob.
Hello.
So earlier I was listening to The Hardline, as I always do.
Thank you, James.
In your opening segment, this is the new toy on the station.
Yeah.
This Suno, is it? The AI song creator. And Gordo today at 8:40 played a couple of Willie Mays tribute songs. You just type in what you want and the beat you want and what vocal type you want. And
that's when I learned the tornado got him.
Yeah, that's right.
That tornado. And he slipped on ice.
That was
so
awesome.
Sorry. Yeah.
I think one of the lines was Willie Mays met a wild ending. So Davey did the same for The Hardline this afternoon, and he was looking for opens for certain segments, in this case, E! News. And as I'm listening to this, there was a Depeche Mode type one, but then the second song is the one I want to play now. This was, he just typed in funk version of, you know, this E! News whatever open. And when you guys played this, I thought, I agreed with Corby. It's the best song I've heard in 11 years. So, Matt, if you roll a little bit of this.
Oh, yeah. David Lane's got the scoop. Let me hear you grin.
I just think that's amazing.
Yeah.
That it sounds a little Bruno Mars-y.
Just a couple of phrases of Bruno Mars. And there you go.
Just how detailed it is and how good it is and how catchy it is.
It's incredible. AI, man.
It really got me thinking because for a while now, when the topic on our show would come up about going to see a hologram performance, you go see Michael Jackson hologram or the Beatles hologram, I've always been opposed to that. Because my thought was, I want to know that a human being put some blood and sweat and tears into creating music or art or whatever it happens to be. But the more I hear what AI is creating, the more I think I'm going to be okay with going to see a fake performance, a hologram, or listening to AI-created music as long as it's entertaining me.
I may be crazy, but I think it's gotten better. Here we are on Friday than it was on Monday. Is that possible?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's learning
because the
constantly.
Ones we did on Monday were good, but they weren't that good.
Yeah.
And there's even a couple of phrases in that Davey song that was just kind of awkward. But in like another couple of months, those won't be in there. It'll just be perfection.
What do you think when the Stars had the watching party and the Dots were playing the game on the ice? Did you see that?
Yeah.
And when I saw that, first of all, it seemed incredibly insane. So the game is happening in Edmonton, but because of the player tracking chips that players wear, it simulates, and I don't know that it's available to the public normally, but like NFL games have had this available for 10 years probably, where certain like media portals, you can watch the Dots play the game in real time. You know, I don't know why you would, except to see what play was called, but you can see it happen in real time.
Yeah.
And I guess my thought is we're headed in a direction where the game is in Edmonton, but you actually do go to the Dallas rink. And they'll be able to make
3D holographic,
they'll be able to make the 3D version of the game happen right in front of you.
Yeah.
And I kind of think I might be interested.
Yeah.
Like, because I assume it will get good enough that you might actually
think
the game is happening right there.
Wow.
What about this? Because I think we're going to get this far too. they will create whole leagues. Your favorite sport, let's say it's hockey. They'll create a new league with new teams for maybe every town, and you're going and you're not watching your Dallas Stars skate around. You're just watching this AI created hockey league,
like a video game, essentially.
Like a video game.
Yeah.
But you'll be in the stands for it, and people, there'll be that human connection with the fans.
Because this is our team.
Because it's our team, yet they will not be humans that you're cheering for. Do you think we'll also get into that?
Wow.
Or in sports, do we need...
It's probably all on the table.
I think so, but in sports, do we need... Is that a harder bar to clear because we feel like we need the physical, the athlete to go through the physical torture of the sport, or do we care?
We'll care less and less as the days go
yeah.
by.
Yeah, with each generation, you won't know what you're missing at some point. It's really, really silly.
So we always thought about the 70... Look out. 77 Cowboys, 92 Cowboys. Man, if we could only do that, we're really close to that.
Yes. Recreating it completely to the scale.
Scale, at a stadium.
Yeah.
Player intros. Yeah. Tom Landry.
The whole thing.
Or the 72 Cowboys and the 2023 DeSoto Eagles.
We can finally get that one done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys something else, if you don't mind. I don't mean to in any way.
No, go ahead.
But
do whatever you want, Bob.
Please.
I was very excited.
Come on, Bob. It's your show.
I was very excited a couple hours ago that my friend Dan Stuckel found a picture. So on Wednesday during Sturm Center, we were talking about the 25-year anniversary of the Stanley Cup.
I saw this picture.
Yeah,
and, I did too, yeah.
And I was telling the story of my night in Buffalo and the most vivid memories therein, which included a drunk Ed Belfour and a few other things.
Baby.
But on Wednesday, I told the story that I remember being in the locker room, and I remember Mike Keane sitting up at the very top of the locker. Like, he climbed up there, and he's, you know, doing interviews from 6 feet in the air, and his skates are dangling down where you would hang your clothes. And I remember for some reason, I don't even know if the ticket had one of these, but I had a mic extender, so you could get in a big group, and your mic could still pick up the sound. And so I was sent to Buffalo, I had this, and I remember the memory was that Mike Keane had a victory cigar as he's doing the interview, and I accidentally knocked it out of his mouth, and he dropped a GD it on me, but he smiled, and I thought that was really cool that a Stanley Cup winner cussed at me, and because I knocked the cigar out of his mouth. So I'm telling that story, and Dan Stuckel is listening, and my wife and I are driving around this morning, and he texts me a photo of that very moment, which I had no idea it exists. You know, back then we only had cameras, and so I put it on Twitter earlier today that he actually caught me and Mike Keane and John Rattigan, but more.
Yeah, I saw that.
But here is me still trying hair.
Yeah, Bob has hair,
and some people saying at 26 I looked older than I do right now. But there's the mic extender, and there's the cigar about to come out of Mike
knocked
Keane's,
out.
About to come out of Mike Keane's hand, and I was just so amazed that this picture even existed, let alone somebody went and found it after they heard a segment on the air.
It's insane.
It just seemed incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember you looking like that at all.
I don't think I stayed with it when I moved to Dallas for very long. Because I remember maybe 2000. So I got there in the summer of 98.
Hair.
I think summer of 98 I got to town. A couple days after Dirk was drafted and Brett Hull was signed. And then that very next season was the Stanley Cup year.
Yeah.
And Rocco got fired at spring break. That was very good for me. And then probably not for him. And then I went to St. Louis with the Stars and went to Colorado with the Stars and then was finally sent to Buffalo with the Stars. And then I want to say within a year, we went on vacation to Mexico. And that's when I decided it's time to shave my head completely.
Really?
This hair thing isn't working out. Wow. So there was a window.
I think you need to bring it back.
I don't think I do.
Why?
Can you?
Because my hair, when I, people say, do you miss having hair? And the answer is, my hair was so failed when I had it that I really never, it's not like getting a perfectly good arm cut off or eaten by a shark. When I was in high school, my hair was unintentionally wavy and David Letterman-like, and it never looked right. It looked like Beavis, or no, it's more Butthead, excuse me. But it was like sitting on top of my skull.
Yeah.
It was just
awesome.
I wasn't meant to
just
have
bring
hair.
It back to see what? What's up?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Why?
It's just, what happened?
I think it'd be good. And you could do
there you go.
Grow it long.
Yeah, just put a lot of product in it.
Yeah.
Like a little back
keep
mullet
it in place.
Perm.
Well, that's the other thing is, like, I'm 23 and I have, like, Tony Kornheiser, like, it's a part, like, right over my ear. And just try, like, I'm trying to fool myself. And so,
wow.
Thankfully, Andre Agassi and Bruce Willis paved the way for white guys everywhere to shave our head.
Oh, that's awesome.
You look good
in the
90s.
You look good then.
Yeah,
you
man.
Look good then. You look good.
I like your head.
Let Bob look good. Look at
thank
Bob.
You. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Younger at 51 than I was at 26, evidently.
That's a good way to be, though.
Well, you, yes.
Yeah.
If you had to completely waste your 20s looking goofy, at least salvage a little bit of time.
You aged well.
Anyway.
All right. Very good. It's time to move on.
Way to go, Bob.
Switch out the round table.
That's my Mike Keene story, guys.
Yeah, Keener. I enjoyed that.
That
I enjoyed
awesome.
The picture.
Everybody has a Mike Keene story.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell mine next.
Okay, it's George, Corby, Mino, and Sean when the round tables continue from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Ticket Summer Chill here at the Granada Theater.
What?